This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, folks, there are a lot of different items that are going to be voted on March the 29th, and we're in the midst of early voting today, Wednesday, March 19th, early voting. Last day you can take advantage of that is this Saturday. So if you have plans for the 29th, get out to vote before this Saturday at the early voting sites in your parish. There's a sales tax rededication vote, and here to talk to us about it is Mike Cooper, president of the St. Tammany Parish. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. We're glad to be here this morning with you.
Well, thank you, Mike, for joining us. I know this is a very important tax, and it's an existing tax. This is simply a rededication, I guess kind of a reshuffling to meet certain priorities that you guys have identified. Tell us about it.
Certainly. I know you've heard this before because this does involve being able to provide sustainable funding for our district attorney's office, our judges, maintenance and operation of our justice center, as well as maintaining our infrastructure, our road, bridge, and drainage infrastructure, and identifying projects for long-term infrastructure projects with an existing 2-cent sales tax that those who shop in St. Tammany Parish are paying at this time. And this tax has been collected since 1986, this 2-cent sales tax, and has been rededicated once when it was renewed in 2005, and we're asking that additional services be added so that we can do what the public has asked us to do, live within our means, use existing funding that we're receiving to meet all of our needs. And that's why we're asking the public to allow us to do so.
And as I understand, Mike, some of the agencies that could be the beneficiaries of this may not necessarily do so immediately. Is that true?
I don't know if I understood that question.
In other words, some of the agencies that are involved in that could be covered by this rededication, they may not necessarily be drawn upon some of these dollars immediately.
Well, no, actually, it's a sales tax, and once this passes, we'll be able to implement the rededication. The agencies that I mentioned that will benefit are already funded through the end of this year. So
right.
We'll be able to, when we do budgeting later this year for 2026, they will certainly benefit from this.
Right. And this is this has been controversial, right, to some extent, and it seems as though all of the major players in the parish have been able to come together because it is supported by all the major players.
Yes, it is. With regard to controversial, I think what's happened in the past that we've asked for additional funding, an additional tax, an additional sales tax. When a half cent sales tax fell off in 2018, that allowed us an opportunity. Well, it reduced funding for these agencies, but now the public does not want to increase to restore that funding. So this is a plan that is joined by our parish council, all 14 members, parish president, the sheriff, the district attorney, the judges. We even have the endorsement of the lieutenant governor who lives here in St. Tammany Parish. And our business organizations, and our state legislators, our North Shore delegation. This is a unified effort to restore the funding within taxes that we're collecting now, a sales tax that not only our residents pay when they're shopping in St. Tammany, but those who visit St. Tammany help provide funding for our needed services.
Mike, is there any organized opposition to this endeavor?
No, there isn't. On social media, you'll find some that are opposed to it. And I think a lot of it is based on, the opposition is based on misinformation. The statements that are being made are, we send enough money to the parish, we want you to use what you have. And of course, the answer to that is, that's what we're asking for you to do. Allow us to use what we have to fund these agencies. We're going around, representatives of the council, the DA's office, the judges, my office, are meeting with homeowner organizations, business organizations, service organizations, anybody that we can meet with to explain how this tax works and this rededication and extension and how it will benefit the parish as a whole, keeping the quality of life and keeping our parish safe by properly funding our criminal justice system.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It seems to me that y'all have been able to come together and work together on the development of this plan and in this re-engineering, rededication of it. You've covered a lot of concerns and a lot of territory.
Yes, we have. And it's really an easy decision, in our opinion, of course, whether you vote yes or no for this proposition on Saturday the 29th and during early voting, the tax that you pay when you're shopping in St. Tammany will not change. It's still the 2 cent sales tax, but it will allow us to do more with what you're already paying with a yes vote. And we're asking our citizens to understand that and make an informed decision that this is not a new tax, it's not a tax increase, but it allows us to fund our district attorney's office, our judges, and our justice center. Without that, and I know you spoke with our district attorney, Colin Sims, recently, he will not be able to keep his top prosecutors. We'll not be able to prosecute or execute justice in our justice center through our judicial system without this extension and rededication. And so we're asking our voters to understand that.
You know what I like about this approach, Mike? I happen to be one of those folks. I actually like dedications. I know it would be easier. I was an elected official. It would have always been easier if I had just total unrestricted funds, right? But, you know, the mood of the constituency is they like dedications. They want to play a part in the prioritization and identify a need and fund it. And as y'all are exercising, you always have the right to come back and rededicate. They've done it once for you already, and I have to assume y'all had some success with that rededication. And here we are again, and I feel kind of confident it's going to pass again because they're going to exercise the right that they have to decide, are these the priorities that we want to fund? Your thoughts?
That's exactly correct. This is fiscal reform. We know that when the tax was originally passed in 1986, it was for a specific purpose, mm-hmm. and it generates a hefty sales tax revenue for us. That continues to grow. The needs have changed. We through fiscal reform, we're taking an existing tax that's dedicated and asking the public to acknowledge that needs have changed, and let's do more with the same tax rate that we're collecting now. And I'd like to see other agencies do that. You know, use rather than increasing the tax rate, let's use what we have because we know sales tax revenue is increasing, and let's rededicate to what our priorities are today.
I know you've probably been making the rounds with the community groups. What are you hearing?
Yes, I have, and we've been hearing a great response. When we leave homeowner meetings and they ask the questions, is it a new tax? Is it an increase? Why should we vote for this? Particularly when you hear the passion from District Attorney Colin Sims and the judges and the council chair or vice chair or members of the council and myself, any combination of us are at most of the meetings, and they understand, they get it, for the most part, that it is a dire need to be able to fund these agencies for the next 25 years, to have a sustainable revenue, not short-term revenue, but revenue that we can have bond issues for our road projects, to have impactful long-term projects for the next 25 years, and also to have sustainable funding for the additional 25 years at the end of this term for the 2 cent sales tax.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts, we ask our citizens to recognize the unified effort that we have from all elected officials that depend on this revenue, but it's for the reason to provide all of the services that our parish is enjoying now, the quality of life, the safety. We've got millions of dollars of infrastructure projects underway at this time, and we're going to continue to do so. But rather than going year to year and pay as you go for road projects, we're going to be able to bond out major projects that we've identified and will be identified in the future to make traffic and transportation a focus and drainage, and to meet the needs of our district attorney's office and our judicial system, which we depend on so much to keep our parish safe.
Well, best of luck to you and all the other elected officials on this endeavor. I know it's important to the growth of St. Tammany Parish, and thank you so much for joining us today. We always appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great week.
Thank you, Newell. Get out and vote. Get out.
Thank you, sir. Peace. That's Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, talking about the sales tax rededication vote on March the 29th. Early voting is going on now. If you're not able to vote on the 29th, get out there and early vote. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.